Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast. We see how long we can hang on, and then I take my 13 years of podcast experience and give you my honest first impression. And today, we are looking at the Nosy AF podcast. You can find it at nosyaf.com, and their description in Apple Podcasts goes like this. Artist and filmmaker Stephanie Graham digs deep with people who are nothing like her. Each week, the Nosy AF podcast gets all up in the business of movers, shakers, and subculture makers. Stephanie explores how the hell they got into the worlds they found themselves a part of. At the end of the Nosy AF podcast, you will either have random info to share and impress your friends with, or have a new idea for a project of your own. The world is yours. And this is in the society and culture category. And we'll listen to episode 19 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this. Voiceover starts.
Yo, what is going on, you guys? Welcome back to the Nosy AF podcast, the podcast where I, your friend Stephanie, an artist, talks to people who are nothing like me, but they are super cool people that we should know about. This is episode 19, and I'm so excited for today's guest, who is Miss K Moon. Now, K Moon is an interesting chick. I met her at my homegirl Ramika's birthday party a few years ago. Ramika had this dope open mic, and it was like fun, like karaoke-ish. Was it karaoke? I think that's actually a lie. I think it was just like open mic, and we were chilling with some wings. But anyway, K Moon was there. We got to talking, and we've just sort of kept in touch ever since. And one of the coolest things about K Moon is that she is just this really cool girl from the west side of Chicago who keeps making opportunities out of nothing. In fact, that's what her name stands for, K Moon. It's like an acronym. Like, you know, if your name is an acronym, you are legit AF. So anywho, we're going to talk to her. She drives a Tesla. I was super excited about that, about knowing about that. I don't know anybody with Tesla. Like, y'all might be way more legit than me, but she's the only girl I know with one outside of like Hollywood execs at the studio of which I work. So anyway, let's get into this conversation with K Moon. Right. I'm so happy that you're here. Enjoy. K Moon, you are so interesting to me, and I'm so happy that we're talking so that everybody else can say, you know what? Stephanie's right. K Moon is interesting.
Uh-oh.
Okay, the first thing I want to know is, do people think you're rich because you drive a Tesla?
I'm going to be honest. A lot of people have asked me, do I sell drugs?
Yeah.
I guess they put rich and selling drugs together and make their mind think that someone who does those things can buy a Tesla. But no, I am neither. I don't sell drugs. I'm not rich, I don't think. I plan for my Tesla. So sometimes it kind of makes me feel bad that, you know, people would think the worst for somebody who can get a luxury car. But I actually plan for my Tesla.
Yeah, I think the thing that becomes so shocking about you rolling up in a Tesla, I think, is just because it's such a new car and it's equated with, you know, Elon Musk, and it's so expensive. And so people are like, oh shit, this is like next level.
Right.
You know, it's not like somebody having a Lexus.
Yeah, you're right. And the thing is, I went from a Nissan Altima that I had for like 12 years. No, I actually had I had it for 12 years. And then I just, you know, jumped and get a Tesla. But I had planned, like I said, I planned for my Tesla when I first saw one. And that was I first saw a Tesla in 2012. I was, 30? 2012. And then I said, when I turned 35, I told myself, I was like, that's going to be my birthday gift to myself.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm 37. So that was 2 years ago when I got the Tesla. So I plan for it, you know what I'm saying? I don't have any kids. I had, you know, good paying jobs, and I had a lot of side hustles, not drug hustles, but a lot of side hustles as far as like doing events and parties and music shows. So what I used to do is I used to save 50% of my check.
Okay.
I used to have 50% of my check go to an account that I never touched.
Automatically?
Automatically go over. I didn't touch it. And then I have always had roommates. So it helps to have those perks, you know, a roommate, all the bills are 50-50, you know.
Yeah.
And then for about 3 years, I didn't have to pay rent where I lived at because I lived in a family owned building. So I was just, you know, blessed with great opportunities that allowed me to live a certain lifestyle that I wanted to do and do it comfortably without struggling.
Yeah, that's the ultimate blessing. Cause like sometimes I'll get people that think I'm rich and I'm like, I'm not. And so when I saw that, I thought that of you, and I'm like, but then I'm also like, does it matter if so? You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, well, why did that come into my mind? But I guess it's just natural. And cause you just don't, like, anybody that I would know with a Tesla is like some white Hollywood executive.
Right.
So then when I saw like a friend of mine have it, I'm like, wow.
Okay, so I don't think the show is awful. A couple things, though. You said, well, first things, your description is, you know, you're an artist and you interview people that are not like you. Well, that assumes your audience knows who you are and what you're like. And let's face it, the word artist can mean many, many things. So that's not a great description of... Because to understand that, I have to understand you, and I'm a new listener. I don't know who you are. So that doesn't really make me think, ooh, I can't wait to listen to this. The fact that using AF means you're edgy and cool, and I get that, but you need more than that. When you went to introduce your guest, you actually spent the first part of your introduction describing a party that you met her at. Not sure I really need to know all those details. And you said, you know, her name is Moon, which stands for makes opportunities out of nothing. It would have been great to say, like, the time she did this when a na 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 na. Because I'm listening going, it sounds to me like she made an opportunity out of not having to pay rent because somebody owned the building. That's an opportunity. Okay. But I'm like, yeah, it sounds to me like she just got lucky. And then you're, for whatever reason, highly obsessed with this Tesla. And that's cool. I've always wondered, I mean, we all want to know what it's like to own a Tesla. And I guess I don't understand the like, what are we supposed to do here? Am I supposed to, I guess it's just information. I'm not supposed to try to be like this person. It's just getting to know this person. So for me, the intro could have done a lot more to get me excited about, ooh, I can't wait to hear about this person. And like I said, you were really obsessed on the Tesla thing, and it just, it's one of those things when I hit stop here, I don't go, oh, I want to hear the rest of this. Doesn't mean it's horrible, and it might be that I'm just not your target audience. The audio sounds fine. The intro was okay. The music was a little long, but if you listen to the show, you know I love the voiceover guy to come in right away. But that was the one thing I listened to. I'm like, you know what? You spent a lot of time describing the party and didn't really make me excited for your guest. And if that's like one of I guess the Tesla thing, maybe that's one of the cool, really interesting things about her is the fact, I like the fact that she put the, you know, she put 50% of her check away. That was cool. That was, to me, I was like, all right, cool. I want to listen to this person. That's why you went from a buzzer to a meh. So, not a horrible show. Just a couple things to tidy up there. I'm just not sure why you're bringing these people on, and you can fix that easy with just a slightly better introduction to say, this is why I brought them on. And maybe in this case, you brought them on because she has a Tesla. I'm not sure. But all in all, the audio quality was fine. I like that you were just talking to the audience. It was very laid back, and I like that kind of groove. And just like I said, for me, I thought the introduction of the guest could have gotten better. And again, it's a little confusing. If I don't understand who you are, I don't know what the opposite of you means.
Hey, Dave, it's Clay from the Fish Nerds, the chief executive Fish Nerd of the Fish Nerds podcast, calling about your podcast, Rodeo the hitting with the door open episode. Holy smokes. I loved it. I can't believe you bailed on that. I was, by the time the theme song was over, I was so happy and laughing already. I was with those guys all the way. You got that one wrong. Well, I don't think I got it wrong, but that was great. I love the show. I never heard of it, and now I'm all in. Anyway, thanks for making your podcast, Rodeo. I think it's my favorite podcast right now. All right. Enjoy your sitting with the door shut. Bye.
Thank you, Clay. Find him over at fishnerds.com. And the show he was referring to, you can hear at podcastrodeoshow.com/199. Today's show is podcastrodeoshow.com/211. If you would like your show right here in front of not just me, but my audience, go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. If you want a full review of your show, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. And that is a show I do with 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. And we go over your entire show. So thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.